Well, the moment we have heard about for months, what sometimes we refer to as this slow motion car wreck, is finally here. This is the day the across-the-board sequester cuts officially go into effect. They do on a gradual basis. And joining us live is Mike Causey, senior correspondent for our sister station, federalnewsradio.com. Mike, good morning. This has almost been painful for so many people to watch, you know, seeing what seemed like an inevitability finally become a reality. What do you see as, you know, the kind of things that federal employees in our area ought to be thinking about today?
Well, one thing, retroactively, everybody should have 6 months of salary saved up. You should have enough money to pay your bills, but a little late to tell people that now.
Yeah.
One of the things I think it's important to note here is the politicians have been hyping this for reasons of their own. The disasters, delays in flights, delays at the airports, services cut back, illegal immigrants slipping across the border. This may or may not happen, but you've got to remember they couldn't even agree on when midnight is. You know, one group said it was last night, the other said it's tonight. So,
what is the answer there, Mike?
Well, you know, I split it down the middle. They started at noon.
It's lunch today, huh?
Exactly. Let's have lunch and do it. But, you know, really, the thing about this, for federal workers, this is a time of major uncertainty. Recent study, Mike O'Connell of our staff covered it yesterday, and recent study shows that morale in the federal government is a maybe not an all-time low, but very close to rock bottom there. They've been jerked around for a long time. Nobody quite knows what's going to happen next. If furloughs happen, and they could if this drags on long enough, but they're not going to begin next week. They're going to begin in early April at the earliest, probably mid-April, and by then a lot of things could happen. But there are things, services are going to be cut. GSA and a number of agencies have canceled conferences. They've put out an edict, no more hiring, no more bonuses, no more conferences. So there are going to be a lot of little changes. The thing that concerns me, and I think it's been overlooked, is the impact this is going to have on federal workers with the public. Federal workers didn't do this. This is the politicians of both parties that created this. But if you work for an agency that deals with the public and often under dire circumstances, the Internal Revenue Service, the Veterans Administration, Social Security, think about those places. They are dangerous places to work at the best of times. And a couple of years ago, a disgruntled taxpayer, disgruntled in quotes, rented an airplane and crashed it into an IRS center in Austin, Texas, killed at least one employee, and it could have been many, many more. But they have tough deals on a day-to-day basis. And imagine when services are cut back and people who are unhappy with the government to begin with start reading that they're not going to get as much as they are entitled to.
And federal workers not only have to worry about furloughs or the threat of furloughs, but now possibly the threat of a government shutdown.
Absolutely. Yeah, that coming up March 27th is another day, and many people say it's worse than sequestration because on the 27th, the continuing resolution, that's the stopgap funding bill that keeps agencies operating through this fiscal year, that will expire. So they have to do something with that. And then we've got the debt ceiling limit issue, which is also a potential to literally shut down the government, not just cause furloughs, but shut it down.
You know, people around here are constantly applying for federal jobs. What happens to those pending applications right now? Are they all on hold?
I would say that, yeah, don't hold your breath on that. Agencies may or may not process some of them, and, of course, it's largely computerized now. But most of them have put a freeze on hiring pending the outcome of this sequestration.
All right. Mike Causey, senior correspondent for our sister station, federalnewsradio.com.